You might have started noticing some creepy crawly critters hanging around your house lately.
Well, due to the mild winter Utah saw this year, things that slither are coming out earlier than usual. KSL's Alex Cabrera went out to Tooele County this afternoon to take a look.
Getting away from it all is important these days. That's why the Pratt family looks forward to the end of April every single year.
Camp with fish, ride, just hang out with family.
Yeah, there's something about being outside that calms people.
Yeah, it's mellow. No fighting out here.
Unless, of course, you're Penny Pratt and you see a snake.
As long as they're over there.
Far over there, because snakes, especially rattlesnakes, are starting to come out of hibernation. And Jim Dix,
this is a baby,
who runs Reptile Rescue, wants hikers heading into the mountains to be aware of them.
A lot of people get distracted with all the flowers blooming and plants, and everything that was dead is turning beautiful green and that.
Getting bit by one of these can certainly ruin a good day outside.
Very seldom does somebody get bit unless they, you know, step on one, or the majority are trying to catch it or kill it, and all snakes are protected, so it's illegal to kill them.
And it's not just snakes. Dick says you might see a few more black widow spiders this year, too. Ugh.
If it's a deep freeze, it kills the egg sacs and kills a lot of the offspring, and we didn't have a really deep freeze except one day out here.
Dick says a bite from a black widow can be as bad, if not worse, than getting bit by a rattlesnake. And if that's not comforting enough, Dix also says there's a decent chance your house may have a black widow in it.
Most homes have 1 to 3, and people don't even know it.
Which may be a good reason to be like the Pratts and get outside.
That's KSL's Alex Cabrera reporting.
I like getting a lot of information. I didn't want to know they were in my house right now. Thank you.